This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. Plenty of celebrities give shout-outs to God or Jesus in their acceptance speeches, but one famous actor created controversy after he celebrated an award by thanking Satan in his speech. Find out more after this break. Liberty University has been impacting this world for Christ since 1971, but they don't determine success by their ratings or by their team's wins and losses. They look to their students who are advocating for the voiceless in courtrooms, inspiring hope across the globe, and championing the gospel wherever God calls them. Learn how you can train as a champion for Christ online or on campus at liberty.edu/champions. Again, that's liberty.edu/champions. At the Golden Globes on January 6th, actor Christian Bale was awarded as the best actor in a musical or comedy for his work playing former Vice President Dick Cheney in the movie Vice. But Bale ruffled feathers when he took the stage for his speech and said, "Thank you, Satan, for giving me the inspiration on how to play this role." The remark riled conservative pundit Brian Kilmeade, who said, "By the way, Bale did make Cheney seem like Satan, by reports." One organization who was happy with Bale's remarks, though, was the Church of Satan, who tweeted out, "To us, Satan is a symbol of pride, liberty, and individualism, and it serves as an external metaphorical projection of our highest personal potential. As Mr. Bale's own talent and skill won him the award, this is fitting. Hail Christian, hail Satan." For more stories about Christianity, pop culture, and entertainment, listen to C-Pop on the Charisma Podcast Network, available at cpnshows.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.